Sunshine Sound Podcast with your host, Christine Mathias.
I can't not do it. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a, you know, I have a 40-hour job. Like, I have a 9-to-5. I have 2 to 3 bands at any one time. I'm busy all the time. I'm tired. I'm probably cranky. But, like, I can't not do it. Like, if I don't do it, I go crazy. So,
hey everyone, welcome to episode number 11 of the Sunshine Sound Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed our last all music podcast, which was hosted by Tommy Bobcat. But now I'm back and we are back with our regularly scheduled programming. So in today's episode, I interviewed Carrie and Acacia from Hexa. They are a San Diego experimental dark pop project. So they started out as a solo project of Carrie Gillespie, but now they've grown into a 4-piece all-female band. Their image and their music videos have this really cool, ethereal, gothic vibe, which you can definitely hear in the music. And we'll get a chance to talk about their music videos and how all that came together. So in this interview, we also chat about things like where Hexa came from, both the name and the music, what it's like to be in an all-female band, and why, as artists, we do what we do, even when we're balancing the rest of our lives and 40-hour work weeks and multiple projects. But you also have a chance to listen to one of their tracks from their yet-to-be-released full-length album. Lots of cool stuff here, and I hope you enjoy. So today in the studio, I have Carrie and Acacia from Hexa. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, how's your day going?
Pretty good so far.
Good deal. So tell me about Hexa. How do you describe the band?
Well, Hexa is a project I started, I think, in about 2015. I started it as a solo project, like right after I got out of a band I was playing in. And I just kind of, I had never done a solo thing, so that was appealing to me. And I just kind of like bought a bunch of gear and I taught myself how to use it and I started writing songs. And I started performing. It was cool. It was just like something I had never done before that was exciting. So I did that. And then about a year into it, I decided I wanted to have a full band. And so I invited Acacia and I invited my friend Erica. And we've been performing as a full band for a couple years now, and then just this year we brought in a bass player, so now we're like a full 4-piece.
Nice. Yeah. So what was the gear that you started with when you're just a solo?
When I started, I had a Roland Juno keyboard, and then I had a loop station, and I bought this harmonizer vocal pedal, and then I had a really shitty drum machine that I didn't know how to use at all.
Oh, right.
Actually, I didn't know how to use much of it at all. But yeah, that was it. So I just had that stuff and started writing and performing that way.
Nice. So yeah. Was it like going through a laptop or what was that like?
No. So I, when I was performing, I was just actually using all of those things live. And then when I recorded, I brought in a bunch of guests. So it was much different. It was much more live. So, yeah, in my recording, I have drummers and guitar and bass and all of that stuff. So, yeah, I never attempted recording on my own. That was too much.
Sure. Yeah. And so what was that like, what made you decide to bring in other musicians?
I just like, I don't know, I like throwing things up in the air and like changing things up all the time. So I don't know. I think I just got bored too and wanted to be around people.
It was good timing too.
Yeah.
Like she had seen my one of my other bands play
like, I think we were on the same bill mm-hmm. one night.
Yeah, the marriage is.
I don't even know if we met that night. Yeah. But yeah, it was really good timing because my band broke up, and then she approached me and was like, "Hey, I'm doing this thing. Like, do you want to like maybe yeah. hang out and check it out?" And then I think we were like both just like all in after the yeah, first practice. Totally.
We did like one practice, and it was like, "Cool,
nice." Was it hard to add in a live drummer after working with a drum machine? Like, what was that transition like?
It really wasn't. Like, it was. It was pretty much exactly what I wanted. So, nice. Like, yeah, she really nailed it. Like, she heard what I was doing, and like for this kind of stuff, it's just like really good meter, really good tempo is like the biggest thing, and she like nails it. Like, she totally gets what I'm doing.
That's so awesome. Yes, I perform now with using loops and kind yeah. of drum machine kind of stuff. Yeah. And I've been concerned about transitioning to using a drummer in terms of like triggering loops.
Yeah.
And it's a little more challenging.
Yeah, I definitely had to like change my approach, and I definitely couldn't do the songs the way that I was doing them before, so I had to like reinterpret them. But that was fun. Like, it's cool to figure out how to do that. At like in different ways and with like a live performance. So yeah, I'm really happy that
I've worked with other people who have like used loops too, and I've gotten really frustrated.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It's not easy.
But for some reason, just the way Carrie writes songs and the way she organizes her thoughts and like conveys things makes total sense to me. So yeah, like the loops actually, I don't even think about them
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, like, it's much more like, it's not as like rhythmic. It's more just kind of like open and mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. kind of ambient. So yeah, it's fun to figure out how to do all that.
Yeah. So like the difference that I think about, like in a rock bands, and when I've played in rock bands, it's like we're all following the drummers. But mm-hmm. I feel like if I turned my electronic stuff, it would be kind of switched. Like the drummer would have to follow what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
totally.
Is that how it is in your band?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, when we started as a full band, it's like I already had this set of songs. So we kind of had to like figure out how to make that work. But then... Yeah, I think more of the stuff that we're writing now, though, I think does revolve a little bit more around the drums and, like, the live feel. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a cool, like, transition. It's yeah. fun. It's yeah. fun to figure it out.
I've only been playing for, like, 6 years. So
oh, wow.
It's, like, easier for me, I think, because mm-hmm. I don't have, like, a ton of my own style or like an idea about how to go about things. So I think that makes it a little bit easier. Like, we're not like playing over each other.
Yeah. Ever. And just, there is really something about not overthinking it. Like,
sure.
Like I've played in a lot of bands and I do a lot of projects now, and they're all different, and I love all of it. I love everything I do, but like, there is really just something for, like, not getting too much in your head and not, like, obsessing over every little thing and just kind of, like, having one vision and just kind of, like, seeing it out and seeing how it goes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you had a vision for Hexa from the beginning?
Definitely not when I started. I really had no idea what I was doing. Like, I didn't know how to use my gear. Like, I was really experimenting for probably a good 5 or 6 months or something. But then once I dialed it in, like, yeah, it was like, this is really all I know how to do with this gear. So this mm-hmm. is all I can do right now. And then... yeah, like writing songs now, it is a little bit different, like adapting to a full band, and like I totally trust these people, and I know that whatever I put out there, like they'll respond in the way that I hear it. So that's really good. But yeah, when I started, I don't think I had I don't think I had any real idea of what I was doing.
Yeah, so you just got to do it and figure it out as you're going along.
Yeah, exactly.
And so was it intentional to form an all-female band?
Sort of, yeah. But like I knew who I wanted. So like like Acacia said, we had shared a bill and I had seen her play. And then Erica, who was another person who joined the band right at the beginning, I had seen her band and played with her band as well. So yes, I wanted an all-female band, but like I wanted them specifically to be in my band.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, yeah, that's important to me. It's really a different dynamic that I like a lot.
Had you been in all female bands before?
No. Most of my bands, I've been the only female for the most part. Yeah. So, and I have another band that I do now where I'm the only female, and I love it, but it's like such a different dynamic. It really is.
Yeah. How do you think it's different? I've had a similar experience. I was in an all female punk band for a while, but then usually I'm the only female in the band. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's just like,
I have an example.
Do it. Please.
So when we went into the recording studio the first time, like, we showed up and we were just like hugging each other and telling everybody, like, you look so cool. Oh my gosh, you sound so great. Like, I love you so much.
Yeah.
And like, it's just a totally different vibe when you're working with male musicians. Like, everyone's just kind of like, I don't know, more like stoic and like, just like more masculine, you know? Everyone's just trying to like be like so cool.
Yeah. And, like, just really, it's like, I guess maybe, and it is a job, but I think it's more like a job in my other bands, but with this band, it's like these are my friends. We're having a good time, and it's so much fun.
I think we all play in bands with guys too, so we all know.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
What a treat it is. We're all just like,
oh. Yeah, just to like have a nice day,
lady.
Like,
hang.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Yeah. So do you ladies like hang out like outside of band practice and band stuff?
Yeah,
we do.
Cool.
Yeah. It's funny, I similar experience that didn't happen so much with with all guy bands that I was in.
Yeah I don't know, it's just, it's really cool, it's nice.
Yeah. And so you sent me a track, The Trees, which is, so that's up on your upcoming album.
Yeah
So what's like, where are you in that progress?
So we have the majority of the album recorded right now, and we're just kind of like tying up loose ends and doing just kind of additional tracks and vocal tracks and stuff like that. So I think definitely this year, probably fall, we should be ready with that. And then just playing shows and
cool.
All that stuff.
And where did you record that? Or where are you recording?
We recorded at K Street down in Sherman Heights. It's my friend Matthew's studio. We've worked out of there a lot. So, yeah.
Cool.
Really nice
so
spot.
So you're kind of working on it like one song at a time? Or
No, we've done most of it. But we like recorded early this year, like January. We did like a single and a video and stuff. And then we went and did 5 songs, and then I think we might be doing one more, and then that would be it. So just finishing all that up, and then hopefully by probably August, September, something like that, we'll be ready, I hope.
It's interesting, like I feel like I don't know how other bands go about it, but it sounds like it's kind of a different way to go about it. Like, you usually hear about bands recording the whole album and then figuring out which one is the single and releasing that.
Yeah, like we kind of, again, just kind of like the way this band came together, like we had a set of songs and then we started writing. So like the single that we did, that we released already, was like the first song that we all did together as a band. So that was important to me. I wanted to get that out, like the one that's the actual lineup right now.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then, yeah, we just kind of went in and did all the other songs. And then since then, we've started some new things. So I'm hoping we get that too.
Yeah. I think we're really lucky too to know musicians that are also really talented at recording. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to like book a chunk of time and get locked into anything.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. They're like buddies that play in bands that we love or like sit in and play with us. So like, yeah, we're so fortunate to like have the space and like know like people that are just like ready to go. Yeah. They have the resources.
And there's a lot of flexibility. So that's nice. That helps a lot. Just be like, whenever we get our shit together.
What are you doing on Wednesday?
Yeah, that's great. So let's see. Let's take a quick break and play that track.
Sure.
The Trees.
Thank you.
And we're back. So that's a really, really cool track. I love the overall vibe of it. Are there strings on it?
There are. So, yeah, like we were talking about earlier with our very fortunate resources with the people that we record with. Yeah, that was our friend Dale, who also recorded us. So he recorded that track. And he's a very talented musician, cello player, guitar player. So he did cello and guitar on that track and recorded it. So, nice. Yeah.
So when you do that one live, does he ever play cello on it?
He hasn't yet, but I would love that. Yeah. I'm hoping we can make that happen.
I never even thought of that. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, I would really love that.
So have you performed that song live but without the cello?
Yeah, that's like a regular part of our set. But no, we haven't incorporated the cello, but hopefully some special show we can make that happen. Sure.
Well, it's kind of the fun of recording, though.
Yeah.
You can play around with different sounds and throw in different musicians. Yeah.
Definitely.
And that video is really cool. Yeah. So what was it like to make that?
It was so much fun. Yeah, we worked with my friend Grant. He's a super talented designer, and he does videos for all kinds of bands in San Diego, and we've worked with him before. We did one other video with him before that, and then we just did this one, and he's just like so on top of it. Like, he does such a good job.
We have so much fun with him. Like, it seems kind of crazy when you're doing it, but he has everything set up.
Yeah,
he's like scouted out a place, he has everything going.
Yeah, and he
we
has
like
the
brought
vision.
A girl in to do like help with makeup and stuff. We just like hang out and eat snacks, mm-hmm. and like do the same thing 50 times.
Yeah.
So what was that process like? Did he have the whole vision for the video?
So we sent him the song, and he sent us back like three different ideas for videos, and so we just kind of went through them and picked the one that seemed like most appropriate for the song, and then he just like handled everything after that. He found the actors, like he scouted all the locations, he had all the ideas for like the outfits and the makeup and all that stuff. So
he's like start to finish. He has like a look, and he just like goes for it.
Yeah. He's very focused and very professional, and he knows exactly what he's doing. So,
and one of our favorite bartenders is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Doug. Yeah. Doug Thompson is in it. Yeah, but it was so much fun. It's just like it's work, but it's like the best kind.
Sure. Yeah. And so, and because I'm curious about this, and I feel like we don't always talk about it, but like that looks like it was expensive to make.
I mean, yeah, it costs money, but I think for what we got out of it, it was very reasonable.
Yeah.
I think it was, and again, we had help, and we're very fortunate to have people who are willing to, like...
Yeah, it's like a collaboration thing.
Sort of.
We're all helping each other out, I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, right. Like, you hope.
Like,
do you mean, like, within the whole community?
Yeah. I mean, these are all...
It's a scene that
people that
we're all working on.
Friends. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. So, yeah, I love to be able to help out people I know in any way that I can, and then it's really nice to have that come back. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, and so how do you find the scene generally to be pretty collaborative here?
Yeah, I think so.
It's getting better for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who, like, you know, we're all kind of in the same place, like kind of figuring it out and figuring out how to do the next thing and whatever that is, then I know a lot of people that just like this is what they live for, like this is what we do. I mean, we all have our jobs or whatever, and that's not great or super exciting, but so any chance to be able to like do something creative or help a friend, like
that's ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why do we do this? Why do you think?
I can't not do it. Like, yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a, you know, I have a 40-hour a week job. Like, I have a 9-to-5. I have 2 to 3 bands at any one time. I'm busy all the time. I'm tired. I'm probably cranky. But, like, I can't not do it. Like, if I don't do it, I go crazy. So,
yeah,
I just have to.
Yeah. What do you think, Acacia? What drives you?
I don't know.
It's hard to conceptualize.
No, it is. And there's so many aspects to it. I don't know. I just, like, I feel, like, so lucky to even be doing this because, like I said, I didn't start playing music until, like, way later in life. And, like, I always grew up listening to the music in San Diego and, like, wanted to pitch in. And now that I am, I'm, like, just overwhelmed with, like, how great everybody is, and like it's the first time I've ever felt like really like driven and like included and like a thing that's larger than I am.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't know, that's it. I have to show up.
yeah definitely. And when you show up and then what's given back to you is is more than you put in.
Yeah. No. I know, it's so great. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like getting older, like seeing things differently, but like I've always wanted like great things for the music scene in San Diego, and with like all of our bands and like all of us like being friends and just like not having a lot of like the, like, I don't know, inexperience of our prior years. Mm-hmm. Like, we all get to just like pitch in a really cool way, and we're all helping each other out so much, and I feel like it's actually becoming a thing, like the thing that I wanted for this town. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. And so what are your like future goals with the band? Like what would be like your dream place to be with Hexa?
So we're finishing this recording, and of course I would love to have distribution for that. And hopefully put out some vinyl.
Yeah.
And then touring, of course, like we've done very little, so I'm really hoping that we can get out there a lot more and
play. Playing shows are like, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Recording is fun, but like performing is like,
it's so much
the best.
Fun.
And when you go to a new city and you just like make friends with people and like, just playing shows out of town is like the best thing. Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done it a lot, so it's hard, easy. but we are working on it. So hopefully we're looking at like a little tour in June, and then getting the record out, and hopefully more touring.
Yeah, so do you feel like you have to spend a ton of time on like marketing and booking and hustling, because you guys are out there playing a lot of shows?
I feel like I'm doing it all the time, but I still feel like it's not enough. it's hard, but I mean,
you're such a natural at it, though. I'm so bad at promoting myself or like anything that I'm doing. Like, she does stuff and like makes moves and makes things happen. Where I'm just like, when did this happen? Like, I talked to you last night, and now we have like a tour booked.
I try. I do my best, but I really feel like even like the social stuff and the online media only takes you so far. And that's why I think it is really more important to go out and for us to be like playing shows and meeting people, because that is actually more how that stuff happens.
Oh, yeah,
like
definitely
talking.
That's another perk of like an all female band is like, we're just like super like feely about everything. So we're like, we meet new people and they're like, hey, come do this thing. We're like, okay, that sounds fun. I'll see you there.
Yeah. I mean, and I think being an all female band, it definitely helps with the marketing. I think it helps get some attention to some degree. Do you feel like that? I hear some hesitation.
Yeah. I think that's
probably true, but I don't know that that's like what I'm trying to do.
Sure. I don't think any of us put ourselves together that way at all.
I don't think we have that much foresight or like
it's like skill. Seriously, like we don't coordinate anything like that. We're just like, oh, this is just like an added perk.
Completely relying on our charm.
Slash, your songs.
Slash drinks.
And so is it like difficult to manage that and working a 40-hour job with all your shows and all the marketing?
Definitely.
Because it sounds like you're doing it all yourself as a band, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of like just kind of like throwing stuff out there to see what sticks, but I don't really it is nice, like sort of being in a position now where we're taken more seriously. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. Like getting responses and being able to like pull together the shows that I want to do, and not just kind of like being at the mercy of whatever. So it's nice to do it yourself, but it also never feels like enough. Mm-hmm.
I forget that you have a job.
I know. I could.
Sure.
Easy for me. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
And I think especially as like kind of a more experimental kind of band. Mm-hmm. You definitely have some like pop elements, but I mean, you're not your typical like cover bar band.
Yes.
Yeah. So is that, do you think that's, is it challenging to find other bands to book shows with, or what has that been like?
No, I feel like it's kind of at our advantage, like, 'cause we don't exactly like fit in one pocket. So, you know, we can go with a popular bill, or we can do a more experimental bill, or we can even do like some of the more like metal kind of things. Even like I do really like that.
You've played some cool metal shows.
We really have. Yeah,
you could totally see you in a metal show.
We've gotten on some really good bills in that scene in LA, and that's been nice. I do think that's actually an advantage, not being so like in one category. Mm-hmm. I think that has helped us.
That's interesting. That's a good perspective to have on it. Yeah. And so because you have such a unique sound, like where do some of your influences come from?
More lately when I'm writing, I definitely have like Chelsea Wolfe in mind. Always like PJ Harvey.
That's
bands like the Swans, that was a really big influence for me. I'm trying to think of who else. I don't know. I really draw from like a lot of places. I have a pretty diverse sort of background of music for myself.
Sure,
so
that makes sense. I feel like anyone who makes original sounding music, you have to be kind of
draws
pulling
from
a lot of places. And so when you write music, do you write on keyboards? Is that how you compose?
Yeah, so I write on keyboard, and then I really do use that loop station a lot when I'm writing, just as far as like building layers and kind of like figuring out a direction that I want the song to go. It makes it a lot easier to just kind of like build out a structure. And then I have something to like bring to practice, and we fill it out together.
So. Sure. So it is somewhat collaborative in filling out the parts.
Yeah, definitely. I generally will come in with a song, but then they fill it out and they write it and figure out the rest of it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, we are playing at the Whistle Stop on May 25th. Cool. It's a really cool show. It's Carla DeForno and Tess Roby and the Us. So it's like a Friday night at the Whistle Stop, all female lineup.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm really excited, and all the bands are really good. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a good show.
How did you get hooked up with that one?
We just
got our friend Mario Books there, so he hit us up for that show actually a really long time ago. It's been books for a long time. So yeah, he hit us up for that and seemed like a perfect fit. So
nice. Well, it's nice to be at a point where you're getting contacted to book shows.
Yeah, booking is my least favorite thing to do. So
yeah,
I like it when I don't have to.
Definitely. And so your new release coming out in the fall, is that what's planned?
Yeah. That's the goal.
Do you think you'll have any kind of like individual singles come out before then?
Probably. I would like to do one more. So yeah, I'm hoping maybe in the next couple months we'll have something else out there.
Cool. Yeah. And do you think any more music videos?
Yes, definitely. I don't know when, but yeah, absolutely. It's so much fun.
It's like a ton of fun. Cool. Yeah. And so if people want to find more information about your band, where can they find you?
Well, our music is on Bandcamp. So there's hexamusic.bandcamp.com. And then we're on Facebook at Hexa, Instagram. Also, cool. Hexa.
So underscore Hexa.
Hexa underscore underscore. Oh, there we go. Maybe three underscore.
Oh, what is the name Hexa? Where does that come from?
It actually didn't. There's nothing behind it. Like, it was kind of like the first project that I've done where I didn't really go like really deep with the name. Mm-hmm. like in the past, I've like. Yeah, I tried to draw from books and whatever I was, like, into at the time. But I just kind of liked the sound of it and just kind of went with it.
Yeah, it's interesting how it's, like, in the long run, does the name really matter? Not really.
Yeah, no, I think it's more just having something that sticks.
It's like, memorable sticks in your head. And easy to pronounce. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Looks cool on a shirt.
Looks cool on a shirt.
Yes. We do have one other show coming up next month that's going to be really cool.
Yes.
It's June 16th.
It's a festival. It's the 16th and 17th of June. It's a Ship in the Woods festival.
Oh, cool.
It's locally organized, local people that are, like, putting on this great thing. It's up in Escondido.
Yeah, it's Felicita Park in Escondido. Yeah, two-day festival. It's going to be Built to Spill, Shabazz Palaces.
Ice balloons.
Yeah, it's a really great, amazing lineup, and artists and musicians, and a lot of really cool stuff.
Awesome.
So it's the Ship in the Woods Festival. It's gonna be really cool.
See you there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks, ladies, for coming to the studio.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Cool. Thanks again for listening to the Sunshine Sound Podcast. I encourage you to check out older episodes at sunshinesoundcenter.org. We also have a Facebook and an Instagram and a Twitter page that doesn't get too much love. But you can go in there to check out some updates from the Sunshine Sound Center. And also I've been using that to promote the events and music and other stuff that the artists that take their time to come on the podcast are doing. So anything you can do to support the Sunshine Sound Center and follow us on the social media platforms really supports the local music scene. And that's really what we're all about. And if you want to contact me, if you have any suggestions for guests, I'm always looking for new musicians to talk to in Southern California, you can contact me at christine@sunshinesoundcenter.org. That's all I have for you today, but I'll talk to you again soon. Have a good one.